Okay, ice chest, first aid kit, life preservers.
All right, we'll just take the rest of this stuff out.
Gracias. Consuela says that Suzanne is on her way.
Good.
I sure wish Dash were going. He kind of keeps her under control.
You know, I told her she didn't invite Dash because she doesn't want him to think they're anything more than friends.
Gee, I asked J.D. to come, and that's all we are.
All I can say is, every year we go away together, and every year we get into a big fight. Men get mad at the women get mad at the men. If it happens again this year, it'll be the last time I'm going.
Ditto.
Double ditto for me.
You girls are going at this with the wrong attitude. There's not going to be any fighting. I mean, what could be more peaceful than paddling three canoes down a river and taking in the beautiful fall foliage?
Yeah. That's probably what those guys in Deliverance said, too.
Suzanne, where have you been?
Well, I had to wait for Consuelo to load the car. You know, her back's just not what it used to be. Anyway, while she was doing that, one of my neighbors came over and reminded me that Burt Reynolds and Ned, whatever his name is, also went off and rented canoes to go down a wild river in the remote Georgia woods.
Suzanne, I've been canoeing all my life, and I can promise you the most exciting thing that ever happened to me was seeing a topless girl on an inner tube.
Anyway, Deliverance is just a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Suzanne. What do you think? That here in the middle of Georgia in 1989, we are going to be attacked by a wild band of toothless banjo players?
Well, I don't know, Julia. I only hope you'll still have that wonderful sense of humor when Reese is tied to a tree in his underwear.
I couldn't paddle another 10 feet. It's a good thing those canoe rental people pick you up and bring you back to the cabin.
Well, I, for one, did not like the looks of that driver.
Why? What was wrong with him?
Torn plaid shirt, dirty hunting cap, those beady eyes. I think he's some kind of country western killer.
Well, I, for one, had a wonderful time. I mean, I'm sore, but it was invigorating.
It was, wasn't it? I'll tell you something. I had fun.
Oh, those trees were gorgeous. It reminded me of the Ozarks and home. For some reason, the baby was just kicking like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. What'd you expect? It's a little hick.
Hey, I don't know about anybody else around here, but I'm starving.
Oh.
Well, I got a suggestion. Let's don't cook tonight. Let's go into town and eat.
Well, that sounds like fun. Let's go in and soak up a little local culture.
Well, I can tell you right now, there is nothing around here that I want to soak up.
That'll be okay, Suzanne. You can stay here and keep an eye on the cabin.
That's right, but don't forget to bolt the door. We don't want any guys named Buford or Cletus busting in here and planting a big old kiss on you.
Very funny.
You know, they say that out here in the dark Georgia woods, if it's a moonlit night and you're very, very quiet, you can actually see the ghost of Ned Beatty running through the woods in his underwear.
Okay, that's it. Let's go.
Oh, how you sparkle, and oh, how you shine. Flush on your teeth is more than the...
Well, Julia, how you enjoying the culture so far?
Suzanne, it just so happens I'm enjoying it fine. It's different, it's interesting. Has anybody noticed we're the only people in here having dinner?
No. I did notice that we're the only people in here who know who Leonard Bernstein is. Not that that's particularly a plus.
Well, Joe, would you please keep it down?
Why? What's wrong?
What's wrong? Well, if it's all right with you, I'd just soon not offend anybody over there.
Over where?
I think he's referring to the Charles Darwin Hall of Fame.
Charles Darwin used to be our yard man.
Well, now, y'all, let's not be so loud.
Oh, for Pete's sake. They're just a bunch of big old good-hearted country boys. Anyway, I don't think they're exactly going to get the Charles Darwin joke.
Well, I don't even know why y'all are making fun of him anyway. I mean, he was an excellent yard man. He used to rinse out all my nylon stockings for a nickel.
Anybody else not want the rest of their squirrel?
Charlie, I don't think I'd eat any more of that.
Why?
Because you're making the rest of us sick.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. I happen to be hungry. I'm eating for two.
How are those frog legs, do you?
Mighty tasty, Mary Jo. How's your rabbit?
Mighty, mighty good. I tell you something, I think after dinner we girls ought to get ourselves some big old toothpicks and just sit back and kind of pick our teeth. What do you mean, folks like that? Huh?
Now, Joe, I'm telling you, you are talking too loud and it is not funny. Now, no more beer for you.
You better watch your step, boy. Don't you be back talking me in front of my friends. I hate it when my man sasses me, don't you?
Definitely no more beer.
Oh, JD, lighten up. We're just having a good time.
Charlene.
What?
You got some squirrels stuck on your teeth.
Oh, my gosh. I don't believe it.
What? What?
See that man over there with the hunting cap, you know, with the ear flaps?
What'd he do to you? Blow your hayseed?
Mary Jo.
That's just his way of saying howdy.
Like the way he's looking at me with his eyes.
How's he looking?
You know, he's looking the back of my neck.
I say we pay the bill, leave an incredibly large tip, and get the hell out of here.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. She thinks everybody's trying to lick the back of her neck.
Oh, my gosh, here they come. Here they all come.
Okay, you girls, for once, just let us do the talking.
Please be our guest.
Excuse me. Where are you little ladies from?
Actually, they're from Atlanta.
I wasn't talking to you. Did you boys think I was talking to him?
No, we didn't, Daddy.
I thought I was talking to these little ladies here. Allowing me to introduce myself. My name is Daddy Jones, and this is Junior Rupert Nubb. And we just thought maybe you little ladies like to have a little dance.
What a shame. You guys might not believe this, but they don't know how to dance.
Yeah, but thanks a lot for asking. That was really very, very thoughtful.
I wasn't talking to you fellas. Did you boys think I was talking to them?
No, we didn't, Daddy.
Tell me, how's the hunting been up here? Y'all had a pretty good season? I would imagine that you have, just, you know, from the looks of you.
Well, maybe you don't get my drift, but I got my three boys here, and they've all been taught by someone who attended Arthur Murray School of Dance in Decatur, Georgia. Now, we don't want to cause no trouble. All we want to do is just have a little fancy dance with the ladies here. And if we can't get that little fancy dance with these ladies here, I'm telling you, we ought to go plumb crazy.
Well, okay, maybe just one dance.
Reese!
Well, they might be good. Arthur Murray.
Now, look, I'm sorry, but she can't dance. She's in labor.
Labor, huh? She can dance with Dub. He's a gynecologist. He delivers all the babies in our family.
Hey, that's impressive. Hear that, honey? We have to get his card.
I want to dance with this one here. Who are you going to dance with, Junior?
I'll take the little one.
J.D.?
All right, okay, okay. But no jitterbucking. She's very shy.
Rupert, which one are you going to dance with?
I want that one, Daddy.
That's good, Rupert. You know you picked the only one who was left.
I know. I was paying attention.
Excuse me. I might as well tell you that, like Charlene here, well, I'm a little under the weather myself, you know. PMS.
PM what?
Female trouble.
Oh, and then maybe you may have a consolation with nerve.
On second thought, let's boogie.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little worried. Charlene's either so tired she can't keep her eyes open, or she's beginning to like Nub.
I'm sorry, but five dances, this is just a little bit ridiculous.
I agree. I mean, I was trying to get us out of here without getting killed, but enough is enough. I mean, we can't just sit around here and let these guys dance with our women all night just because they're bigger than us. Can we?
I can't believe we came in here. This is a nightmare. This is like something out of Deliverance.
I'm not a lot of hill people, but I never seen anybody act as squirrely as these guys.
Did you see the signs of Junior's hands? I mean, you could sit in them and still have room for a date.
Well, I say we die with our boots on. If these guys don't kill me, Julia will. Have you seen the look she's been throwing me?
And when we get behind closed doors, don't you let the hair
me glad I am a man. For no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Peter Pie, you know what's going to happen tomorrow? We're going to go on a big old cookout. You know what a big old cookout is?
I assume you're going to get some big old meat and cook it.
And that. Oh, I've got somewhere between 10 and 15 babies of my own. After I delivered them all, everybody started calling me the gynecologist.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, considering the fact that you only finished third grade.
Yeah. Now, this last one had to go to the hospital because of complications. But that was good, because they named her for us.
Oh, that was nice. What'd they name her?
For Molly. F-E-M-A-L-E. They even wrote it on the hospital bracelet.
You sure are cute and tiny. I like that. There's something about a little old cute and tiny woman makes me feel big.
Well, don't get too excited. I'm not all that tiny.
You're as cute and tiny as you can be. I could just eat you up.
Just for your information, I was Miss Georgia Highway Patrol for 2 years in a row. And there's nothing those state troopers wouldn't do for me. Like, if anybody would even dare to try and touch a hair on my head, do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so. You don't want your hair messed up.
Excuse me, I'm afraid we're gonna have to be running along. No offense.
Yeah, you know how it is, kids, babysitters.
Boys, are y'all finished dancing?
No.
They ain't finished dancing. Me neither.
All right, now look, buddy. You've been trying to be nice about this, but enough is enough. I want you to take your hands off her and, you know, let her go.
Say again?
I said, you hurt me.
That's right, and that goes for the rest of you, too. Except maybe you.
Boys, it looks like we're in trouble. We can either dance or we can fight. And between you and me, I want to fight.
Me too, Daddy.
Woo! This is going to be a good one.
Four picks.
You want me just to whack you in the face? Let go of him and go right now!
Get out of the way, buddy! Just get out of the way!
Mary Jane, do something! 911!
Okay, Anthony, I really appreciate you coming on up here. We're probably going to be getting out of the hospital tomorrow, but I want somebody to keep an eye on Julia and Charlene and everybody meanwhile. All right, buddy, thank you.
Well, I guess that's all I need for my report.
So you say you interviewed the Jones boys. How'd they look?
Not a scratch on them.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Boy, I tell you, there's something else. I did golden gloves in college and all through the Army, but this is the first time I've ever been bitten. Can you believe it, that gynecologist bit me?
Well, like I said, they do love to fight. Don't much care how or why they do it. Well, I hope y'all feel better real soon. Oh, I do think you're smart not to press charges. Whole family's crazy. Might even come to Atlanta looking for you.
Boy, that's a sobering thought.
You know, I was just thinking, nobody has worse vacations than us. We should be the poster people for Traveler's Aid.
Grace, I cannot believe y'all are not going to press charges.
Oh, Julia wouldn't do any good. They're probably related to everybody in the jury.
I can't believe they broke your nose. I've always loved your nose.
Daddy, I'm so sorry. If I hadn't been talking so loud, they probably would never have noticed us.
Oh, hey, it's not your fault.
That's right. They noticed me the second I walked in.
How are you doing, Sassy?
Well, I'm awfully proud of you, the way you stood up to that big Neanderthal.
Yeah, I was a real powerhouse. If I hadn't been so dizzy from spinning around, I probably would have killed them.
Well, we've decided to take a motel down the street, and tomorrow we'll go back to the cabin and get our stuff.
No, I don't want you going back to that cabin by yourselves.
I'm sorry, but there are some things that are just not up for debate. I have to get my makeup.
You know, we took that self-defense class. We should have been able to do something.
Julia, this was not an ordinary situation. I mean, it was like being up against Rodan.
You ask me, it was more like Nightmare from Hee-Haw. Charlie, are you ever going to stop crying?
I'm sorry. It just seems like every time we go away together, something terrible happens. First there was that avalanche, and then we had that horrible fight in Florida, and now Bill and Reese and J.D. are in the hospital. It just seems to me like we need to get some kind of vacation counseling.
Yes, well, this is what we get for booking ourselves in the Dog Patch, USA.
Susie, just because those guys were hillbillies does not mean that all hillbillies are mean and stupid. I mean, there are good hicks and there are bad hicks. You don't generalize city people. If somebody beats somebody up in the city, you don't say, well, isn't that just like one of those urban dwellers?
I just can't believe that Nub actually thinks his daughter's name is Famali.
I cannot believe that in his entire life, Rupert has never even brushed his teeth.
I can. I bet Junior's never even chewed dentine.
Do you mind? You sound like Sandra Dee talking about her dates. For me, it is bad enough to have had to spend the entire evening dancing the two-step with Gabby Hayes. Just sit around reminiscing about it.
As long as I live, Julia, I'll never forget the way that old man was singing to you. The look on your face.
And when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. Too bad we didn't get pictures.
Well, I would have much rather had Gabby Hayes than Nub, the traveling gynecologist.
Which reminds me, Suzanne, of all the desperate things you have done in your lifetime, for me, none will be remembered as more vulgar than you telling Papi Yoakum and his three Cretan sons that you had PMS.
Oh, Julie, don't be such a prude. I use PMS as an excuse all the time. You know, but they were too stupid to know what it means.
I think Nub knows. His hobby's reading brochures. Well, I'm just gonna take this stuff out to the car.
How y'all doing?
Don't you dare take another step. I'm calling the sheriff right now.
Well, excuse me, little lady. We ain't gonna hurt you. We wouldn't hurt no woman.
Yeah, we just came by to say we're sorry about what happened.
Sorry?
Well, that's right. We know you folks are from out of town and things got a little out of hand and we apologize.
Well, you certainly should. You put three people in the hospital.
Well, we come to make it up to you.
That's right. We got an AM, FM, stereophonic radio, and a whole mess of dead quail out in the truck.
Thank you, but we brought a radio and some quail with us.
The question is, we want to invite y'all on a picnic.
All right. That's it. Now you listen to me, and you listen good. We have had just about as much of you people as we're going to take. I don't know what glacier you stepped out of, but my advice to you is to take yourself and your three slack-jawed sons down to the nearest mental health clinic.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt, Special Agent Jim Anderson, Atlanta Division, FBI. I'm afraid we're having to evacuate this entire recreational area. Two armed and extremely dangerous escaped convicts are believed to have impacted themselves within this specific 5-mile radius. In fact, it's a full code red. Immediate and compulsory evacuation of all non-specified military and government personnel.
Say what?
This is your first and only notification. You ladies will have to come with me. You see, there's just no way that the FBI can be responsible for non-pro civilians in a designated site of multiple firearm confrontation.
What's he talking about, Daddy?
Nothing. I think he's full of hog slop.
Well, if you ladies are ready, we'll get your things later.
Hey, old buddy, what are you trying to...
Hey, get back there! Are you crazy? Don't you ever, ever touch me again! I think I should warn you that my hands are certified lethal weapons.
Yeah? Well, I think I should warn you that Junior here can eat a rusted out Dodge Dart piece by piece and not even belch.
That's impressive. Excuse me for just a second, will you?
Good to get home, won't it, honey?
Boy, you said it. It's a relief just to know we don't have to do this again for another year.
You know, Mary Jo, I've been thinking, since we don't go together anymore, you don't have to keep asking me on these outings. I mean, you could take somebody you like.
Very funny. Well, I, for one, have had it. I mean, next year, y'all can just count me out.
Oh, that's too bad. You're going to miss that big bus tour of Libya.
Well, I signed all the release forms, so we can go now.
Oh, good. Where's Anthony? How come he didn't come up?
Oh, he's down in the emergency room.
We didn't want to worry while you were in the hospital, but he was in sort of an accident.
What kind of accident?
Well, you could just say he ran into the same 1,200 pounds of animal fat that y'all did.
No. Oh, you're joking. Well, that does it. We're going home. We're going to go to the gym, work out, press weights, and come back for these guys.
Dang right.
Forget working out. I'll get my plane. We'll bomb them.
Ah.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Anthony, the girls just told us you were down in the emergency room.
Well, yeah, I had to fill out a sheriff's report. They're patching up the Jones boys. I'm telling you, they don't look too good, especially that junior.
Would you look at this guy? Not a scratch on him. Anthony, I'm impressed.
Oh, allow me to introduce you to two of my finest associates during my days of unfortunate incarceration. Mr. E. Edward Hellhole Gibbs and Mr. Thomas Spithead Graves. Just a little something I like to keep in the back seat in case of an emergency.
Anthony, you old dog, you. We owe you one. Hell, we owe you two.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, well, maybe you could pay for getting this toothpick.
Were they hit you in the mouth?
No, they bit me. And I bit them back.
And when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down. And she makes me glad that I'm